Do people who listen to this sometimes think they might have some of these symptoms?
Yeah, actually, they do. But typically, people overestimate their symptoms. I did my dissertation on anxiety, and while I was working on it, I went, hey, I have GAD. You know, looking back, I don't think I actually did, but it sure made me wonder at the time.
Teddy, the last disorder we're going to cover is called obsessive compulsive disorder, which is frequently shortened to OCD. This is the last group in turnaround. OCD is characterized by recurrent unwanted thoughts. Those are the obsessions. And repetitive behaviors or thoughts used by the child to relieve those anxious thoughts. Those are the compulsions. Obsess is from the Latin word to mean to besiege a city. So obsessive thoughts really do besiege or occupy your mind like an invading army. These thoughts are always very distressing. They feel like intruders and have an underlying sense of fear. If they are excessive fears about real-life problems, it might just be GAD. A child will try to suppress or ignore the thoughts without success. However, sometimes excessive fears about real-life problems is associated with more with GAD, just general worry about things. But obsessive-compulsive is more intense and usually involves patterns or habitual themes.
As you may be able to imagine, these obsessive thoughts lead to compulsive behaviors or repetitive behaviors in an attempt to offset the fear, to prevent the fear. Performing these so-called rituals, unfortunately, provides only temporary relief. Also, compulsions have a sense of pressure so that a kid feels driven to do it, whatever the compulsion is. Although the compulsions are aimed at preventing or reducing the distress or preventing some dreaded event, they're actually not realistically connected to the problem.
You know, some common compulsions or rituals would be things like washing or grooming yourself excessively. This is where the child spends a lot of time in the bathroom washing themselves excessively, a lot of time in front of the mirror making sure their hair is just right, just perfect, making sure their clothes match just perfectly, just a lot of excessive concern about their looks or about cleanliness.
Another very common compulsion are repeating rituals, such as going in and out of a door, or getting up and down from a chair, any kind of thing where you have to do the thing over and over and over.
Another one would be things like checking doors excessively or checking locks or making sure the stove is off, checking homework. There's a sense of perfectionism with this, as well as security or just making sure things are just right.
You know, one that you might be really familiar with is concerns about dirt and germs and contamination, environmental toxins, things like that. That's pretty common.
There's also concerns about writing. You know, it has to be written just a certain way, or moving or walking in a certain way, or speaking in certain patterns.
The other thing is more a thought thing, the imagined that something terrible was just about to happen, and there's just no evidence for it.
There's lots of ways to express OCD and rituals associated with it. These are the main ones. But Dr. Wagner, in her book, Worried No More, also provides some helpful red flags that suggest your child may be struggling with OCD or something in that direction. Dave, why don't you take the first one?
Sure. Number one, does your child struggle with endless doubt? Do they need certainty on things that are just not that important? For example, was the garage door shut? Can you go check it? Is everything locked? You know, they just don't feel confident about anything. They have this ongoing doubt.
The second red flag to watch out for is a significant increase in the time spent on normal stuff, such as washing, showering, like I mentioned earlier, cleaning, cleaning counters or disinfecting their bathrooms or things like that. There's just an excessive focus and time spent on normal routines.
The third one. Has your child become really slow? Are they late all the time? You know, do they spend a really long time in the bathroom or eating, getting dressed? You know, we're not talking about 5 minutes here. We mean really slow, and you just can't get them to speed up.
The fourth one would be unexplained physical changes, such as red and chapped hands, or the edges of their fingers are very chapped, strange attire that they're wearing, or repetitively wearing the same clothes over and over again. Other unique things would be something like bleeding gums from excessive brushing, or sores from excessive picking, Or they may have this urge to frequently urinate, and they always seem to be going to the bathroom.
Another thing that you can look for, are there odd or rule-bound behaviors like particular walking patterns? Do you notice them counting or touching things or tapping things? Do they have to have things in perfect symmetry? Unusual repetitions? And do they have pressure to follow these rules rigidly?
6, associated with fear of germs, would be odd behaviors concerning opening doors or going way out of the way to avoid things for no apparent reasons, avoiding physical contact either with things or people or animals or surfaces.
You know, another thing that you might not realize is associated with OCD are chronic apologies. Like when your child's always saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And it's really repetitive and quite unnecessary.
And then there's the increase of secretive behavior. They're just disappearing for a lengthy amount of time, and you're not sure where they're at or what they're doing. Sometimes that's a sign that they're exercising some compulsion to relieve an anxiety.
You know, another thing you can look for is if there's an unusual level of superstitiousness. And these kinds of rules are held with a lot of commitment about being lucky or unlucky and things that they think will prevent things, but it doesn't really make any sense.
And the last red flag to watch for is your child being irritable when interrupted in apparent minor activities. These are probably signs of rituals or compulsions. The smallest thing that they're doing, all of a sudden you ask them to go take out the trash or do something like that, and they're frustrated because you interrupted their routine, or you want them to move faster than they really want to move because they have to check things or count things.
This sounds like it could be a bit harder for a parent to recognize because a lot of it can be happening in the child's head and out of sight. If it's visible, the parent might say, oh, that's just Johnny. That's just the way he is.
Right. This is often pretty subtle.
I am so glad you included the list of symptoms to help parents know what to look for.
Yeah, that's so true, Teddy. We really wanted to provide parents with some things to see and to look for when they're trying to figure out what's going on with their children. So we wanted to provide these symptoms so that the parents can, you know, further assess, not diagnose, but just assess what's going on with their child and maybe get a better understanding of what's happening.
The thing about OCD is that the anxiety, the just arousal, the physiological distress is not as prominent. And so you have to look more for the behaviors and rituals and things. And that's how you notice OCD is compared to a lot of the other anxiety disorders.
So it looks peculiar, but oftentimes parents miss that there's a lot of anxiety behind their rituals, their kind of oddities.
Right. It just looks like kind of eccentricity, but it's really anxiety.
Right, right.
Let me mention one last problem area. In the program, we don't cover this for some specific reasons. It's called post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. It is a result of a very serious trauma or event or a series of traumas. And it's an anxiety reaction, but it's best treated by a therapist or a clinician. So we recommend that if your child has had a very severe trauma and anxiety as a result, that you look into it further and consider having them see a therapist for that.